What's up, y'all? This is Holy Water.
This is Hellfire.
Hi, we're back, guys.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
I hope y'all are having a wonderful hot 4th of July.
Yes, it's hot. Honey. It's hot. Hot. Hot, double T hot.
We would say Happy Independence Day, but we do know that we've come into the knowledge. We understand that it was not Independence Day for black folks.
Not for us.
Okay.
Not for us.
So y'all enjoy y'all day off. How about that?
Enjoy. Have fun. Eat all the barbecue you want.
Okay. So what are we talking about this week, Hellfire?
We're talking about divorce and dating after kids. Divorce, single, and dating.
With kids.
After the divorce.
That part.
What did I say?
Divorce, single, and kids.
Ooh, yeah.
That's how confusing it can
be. Okay. So,
divorce, single, and dating after kids. Because some people are single and dating.
Yeah,
with kids.
Right.
Never divorced, but still single and dating.
Right. Divorce, single, and dating.
So, we talking about
kids.
That. Yes.
Got it.
That's what we're talking about. And y'all know what? What we love about us is we don't have to be politically correct.
Exactly.
That's what Holy Water and Hellfire is about. The unveiling. Being true to who you are. We make mistakes. But we just keep it moving and we laugh at it, right?
Exactly. Because everybody make mistakes. We all, you know, stumble over words.
Stumble and fumble.
Like we said last week, we are not Oprah and Gayle.
Not at all.
This is not The View. It is the real, though. I think this is the real, realer than the real. The show, the real.
We realer than the real. How about that?
We're going to keep it
real. We the real, real.
The real, real.
The real, real. Okay.
That's you.
The real, real. Mm. So, yeah, you know, and I think that for me, I spent a lot of time single and with kids. You know, I was a single parent, so I have more experience being single with kids than you.
You're divorced and dating with kids. Right, yeah.
So, it's crazy,
I'm divorced dating with kids.
That's been an issue, too.
Because, I mean, when you're divorced and dating with kids, when do you allow the person that you're dating to meet your kids? Or do you ever?
No. You know, some people say they've never done it. Like, you've never done it.
No, I haven't.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Is there a certain time frame, you know, that they meet the kid? Do you know, like, do you not let them meet? Because I've heard women say, I've never let my kids see who I'm dating. But then when you get serious and you move to that next level,
then where do you go from there?
Where do you go?
Like, because, you know what? I find it's not the issue with the person that you're dating to meet your kids. It's your kids. Because your kids. Yo, they don't want you to date nobody.
Especially with boys.
And the older they get, the worse it is.
They become your man.
They are your man.
Girl, I remember my son just kind of poking his chest out one time. You know, he's like, who is that? And I got nervous as a parent. Like, how am I nervous?
Yeah, you get nervous.
My boyfriend, he was a guy you date.
And
so I had really gotten serious with this guy, and I wanted to bring him around, but girl, I'm sneaking like I don't pay the bills.
I know, like you like you cheating on your son
cheating
or something.
Cheating on my son.
Because I know my son, my youngest son, first of all and foremost, he thinks he is my husband, honey.
I know.
And I told him that, you know, your dad and I, we're not together anymore. I'm going to be dating. I'm going to be seeing other people. He told me, well, I know one thing. Y'all better not be having sex.
What do you know about that?
Girl, what age? He told you that at what age? At 15.
15.
He's 15.
Don't be having sex.
He tells, what's my age or what's his age?
His age.
Oh, yeah, 15. So, yeah, he told me, I know one thing. You can date, you can see who you want to see, but you bet not. And he said, bet not. And I was like, who are you talking to? I had to clutch my pearls. I was like, wait a minute, let me tell you something. I am grown.
Oh, my God.
And I'm your mother.
Right.
You're my child. And I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if that means having sex, then that's what she's going to do.
How do you think you got here?
Thank you. How do you think you got here?
So with him telling you that, does it make it uncomfortable? Like when you're dating, have you introduced him to anybody?
Oh, no, girl, no. Yes.
I'm scared to introduce him to nobody.
Girl, I think he's going to beat him up. No, seriously, because he said it.
He's going to beat him up.
Yeah, he said, I know one thing. You better not bring nobody here. I'm like, wait a minute. I'll pay the bills here.
Right. Does he pay the mortgage?
No, he doesn't. But girl, I ain't bringing nobody. Girl, he act like, because I'm scared if I do bring somebody, girl, I'm really scared that
it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, he going to fight him. Like, literally, he going to fight him.
And it's funny because my son is older, you know, and even at 23, I'm like, let me see. I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to get this past my son?
Right.
You know, tipping, trying to see if he's there.
Right.
Or if he's going to be home. Right. When you leave.
Right.
Or can I, yeah, you closing doors and tiptoeing. Girl, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so, and it's uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. I guess, but we love our kids and we're trying to protect them.
Yeah.
But what are we protecting them from? I mean, because that's, those are our friends. We're dating. We can do what we want to do. Like, why do we let them run us like that?
I don't know. That's the reason why we're having this conversation. So I know you ladies, y'all out there, and your children just run your life. How about that? My son, I mean, it's like I have to kind of talk to him to see where he's at. Like, how does he feel?
Get his mood.
You know,
check his temperature.
Check his temperature. That kind of stuff. Like, you know, where you going? Oh, I'm going to see my friend.
Right.
And then I'll come back. He'll be like, you know, I say, well, what did you do? Now, look, he checking me by dating by his girlfriend at the house all the time.
Right, laying up in your house.
In my house. All eating all my
food.
And
he don't have a problem with you.
No problem at all. And I'm looking at him mad.
But you got a problem with having company at your own house.
I can't have no company, but you got company. That's it, you know? So I'm like, okay, but what age do you say, look, kid, child,
right?
You're the child.
Son.
You're the child. I'm the adult. So I guess it all depends on what age. So is it an age? Because your son's 15, mine's 23. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm still scared.
So what is the age? I don't think it's the age. I just think we need to get to the point where we're like, well, we need to grow some balls with these kids. And be like, look here now.
Look here.
Bobby coming over tonight.
And I need you to stay in your room.
Don't come out.
Don't you come out. If you go see something,
and if you do
see.
Come out, you make sure we in our room before you come out.
Right. And that's so funny, girl. Let me tell y'all something. I, some years ago, while I was single, after my son, because my son never saw anyone but, like, his dad.
Right.
And then I went through this period, I didn't have anybody around my kids.
Right.
They didn't see anybody.
Right.
So, you know, y'all know we talked about that porn last week.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep it real.
Right.
And so, I had went and got me this, like, sex toy girl, right? So, part of it.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't having sex in a
right, so you needed something to,
I needed a friend.
You needed a battery operated boy.
Right.
A B.O.B. You needed a Bob, so you bought you a Bob.
I got a Bob.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was a Bob. Why do they be Bobs, but they come pink and purple?
Well, Bob is battery operated boyfriend.
But it's like a boyfriend, but why are they pink?
Because we girls, we like
I
pink.
So. I got a pink one too.
I need a nice brown chocolate one.
I need a nice chocolate one.
Right.
But so, girl, I ordered it, right? Mm. And this was a couple of years ago. So I was always ordering Malik's shoes.
Right.
So I'm like, Malik, go get the mail. Go get the mail.
Every time a box come,
he thought it was his. So he would open up the box.
Mm.
Girl, so my Bob came in.
Girl, Bob came.
Bob came and went down there to get my mail. It was open.
Who opened it?
He opened it.
Girl, he saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And I was so embarrassed. I didn't even have this conversation with him. I just took it and went in my room and closed the door.
Girl,
so
look. I know when he opened that box, he realized real quick it wasn't no tennis shoes.
Okay. And you know what I told him? I said, that's what you get for opening people's stuff. You know, I try to
Don't open my stuff.
I want you to open it.
Right.
You open my stuff.
Your name wasn't on there. You shouldn't open
it.
Oh,
my God, girl. That was one of the most embarrassing moments.
You were embarrassed. You couldn't even face him.
I couldn't face him for weeks.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't talk to him for weeks.
Because he probably was like, my mama nasty.
She's so nasty. I can't stand her. Yeah. And
then he probably had a vision in his head.
And you know what? I think it changed our relationship because after that, he was all like trying to stay away from me. I was like contagious. But I was
he didn't want to deal with your nasty butt.
So I guess they see us in that way, like, ugh, my mama's really like being sexually active with somebody with a bar.
Right.
Like, you know
I
that visual?
Yeah, true.
It's like us visualizing them.
I know, and I cannot do that. I don't want to do that.
That is so uncomfortable.
I don't. I know. But we shouldn't even feel that uncomfortable about sex and our kids, or they shouldn't feel that uncomfortable about us having sex. Because it's just a way of life.
It is, and it's a beautiful thing. You right. know, I think, I tell people all the time, God gave men an exit, and they gave women an entrance. Mm-hmm. And he gave women an entrance. And so, you know, it's a wonderful
thing.
It's
a way of life. That's how everybody got here.
We're so closed up. We don't want to talk about it. Sex, it's like so made taboo. To feel uncomfortable.
And nasty and disrespectful. When really, it's just a way of life.
Yeah.
It is very beautiful. Yeah. So that is too funny. Girl, now, I haven't had any issues like that. And girl, I have not had any issues like that, thank God. And I'm just thinking because... Now, I do have a bob, too. And one time I had left it on my bed under the pillow. And I was like, oh, my God, let me put this up before I leave. Because Blake gets in the bed with me all the time.
And he going to pull under the pillow and pull out the bob.
Yeah, oh, he will, too. Trust and believe he will.
But see, Blake, he would have a conversation with you about it. He'd be holding it and talking about, what is this?
Girl,
in your face.
Put it in my
pop
face.
Pop your face with it.
Girl, pop it on the nose with it. What is this? Oh, you be doing this?
You're nasty. Go to your
woman.
Room.
You know, you call me woman.
Woman.
A pudding pop. Huh? Pudding pop. You be using this?
You want to tie my lip tag and put it up?
So, but now my oldest son, mm-hmm. as far as dating, he just like, you know, mom, I just want you to be, he's just real laid back, smooth dude, nonchalant. His whole thing is just, you know, mom, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Just do you, just be happy. And long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Maybe,
but, you know.
We maybe need to have these conversations because, you know, we were taught that sex was such a bad thing.
Right.
So we probably passed that over to our kids because we were shown that and told that. And so I've never had the conversation
with my boy.
We don't talk about it. We don't. And so it is uncomfortable.
Right.
So maybe it's time, right? Maybe it's time for us to have that conversation and talk to our kids about it. But girl, that's so uncomfortable thinking about it.
It's time, especially with kids these days, especially with Blake. I mean, you know, Blake, he's at that age now where he's, you know, his feelings are arousing, his hormones are roaming and chasing and growing, and girls like him, and he definitely likes the girls.
Right.
And
so they'll be experimenting, even though you don't want them to.
He packs condoms, and he sells condoms, and Jesus. I was like, well, I know, and I told him, too, no, you better not be having sex. You better not be using these condoms.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're not, you're the one, that's the problem.
So he sells condoms at school.
He buys them and sells them for $1 a piece.
Girl. And they buy them at the school?
Girl, they buy them at the school.
Girl, see, now, wait a minute. I don't know if my kids did that, but we weren't so open to talk about. You know, my kids always felt they could talk about things, anything to me, but we never talked about sex.
I know.
Well, my oldest son did. One time he came back talking about, Mama, I don't know what's going on. Like, what happened? You got to get out. What is wrong?
Right.
Like, I think I slept with a nasty girl.
Oh,
you know?
Lord.
And so we had that moment where I had to take him to the doctor because he thought he was... Girl, he was trying to show me. Girl,
oh, girl, you can't even look at it.
I was like, let's just go. Let's just go to the doctor.
Ooh,
let me let you go in, deal with the doctor stuff. And that happened. And I was like, you know what? That's the end of that. Don't want to experience that anymore.
Right, girl. And talking about seeing a girl, Blake, I can't go in the bathroom.
But he can come in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You remember we were on the phone the other day.
He busted the door.
Yeah, I'm like, didn't I tell you to knock on my door before you come in? I'm in there, no clothes on, getting out the shop.
That's
he just
busted
in. And I was like, look, get out of here. I told you, stop doing that.
Malik,
you my mama. You my mama.
My oldest son, he come to visit, he just busts in the room. I'm like,
stop that. Yeah.
My bedroom, you don't do that. I knock on his door.
In my house.
I'm knocking on the door.
Yeah, you give him the respect of I'm coming in or open the door. I want to bust in. You have no clothes on.
Girl, and that happened to me. He bust in and I was just in my bus.
Who did?
Malik.
Oh, sure.
I don't have on nothing. I'm like, Malik?
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, my God. See, that's what you get.
And exactly.
That's what you get for not knocking.
For not knocking.
But that is crazy. So he does. He busts all in my room. Oh, my God.
And Blake don't tell me when I told him don't do that. He's like, oh, woman, that ain't nothing I ain't never seen before. I was like, well, you ain't seen this before.
All of this. Right.
You know, I'm your mama, but still.
Girl,
and what do you mean it's nothing you never seen before? Who have you seen?
Who you seen?
Nick.
With all this.
Right.
Girl, I'm like, you got to get together.
Yeah.
So you do have some women who are not dating.
Because of the kids.
Because of the kids. Mm-hmm. I've talked to women who are not dating, period. Or women who only date outside the house. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll go see them.
Right.
I've just asked a client, and I asked her, what are some of the issues you have mm-hmm. with dating? And she was like, you know, dating and divorce with right. a kid. One of the things was, she was like, she didn't want her child to see anybody else unless it was mm-hmm. serious. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't let her see mm-hmm. anyone else. And she has a girl. You have to be really careful with mm-hmm. that. Men think you're looking for a daddy.
For the kids.
For the kids.
Yeah. Depending on how old the kids are. Yeah. They do.
Yeah. Yeah. They think that. Mm-hmm. And there was something else she told me. And I asked her if she would make a comment for us. And she said she would. So okay. we're recording live on scene today, y'all. We're at the salon.
We're at the salon.
Salon's on the lake.
Salon's on Lake Pearland, Texas.
Yes. Check me out. Google it. Go to the website, salonsonthelake.com, y'all. Summertime, come in, get your good old shampoo, get your hair pressed out, braided, all that
get
stuff.
Get your teeth whitened,
yes,
you can shop
we got
a little
teeth
bit.
Whitening.
Prince of Girl Boutique in
all
here.
All that. The exactly. Girl, it's going down at the salon.
It's going down, down, down.
So, yeah.
One stop shop.
No one stop, for real.
Okay.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, and I think too, dating girl, this is like, okay, when you actually meet someone that mm-hmm. you like mm-hmm. really serious with, and they come over and y'all are intimate. So before you get started, you're mm-hmm. in the house by yourself.
Right.
And then you hear him busting it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Like, and you get nervous and feel like,
you got to go. Yeah. You got to get, what do you
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
You know?
Girl.
And even, girl, with my husband, I was just like, oh, my God, my boys, what yeah. am I going to do when they come over? And so that uncomfortableness that you feel, it messes
the whole ambiance
all
yeah.
up.
Because I had company one time, and I didn't realize that Blake got out of school early this particular
Lord,
day.
Jesus.
And so I found out he got out of school early, because my oldest son told me, you know, Mama Blake got out of school early. And I was like, are you serious? So, but, and he's supposed to get out of school at 1 o'clock. Now, by now, it's already like 12:30.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So my friend is there. And so I said, oh, you got to go.
You got to go. Yeah.
And I said, Blake got out of school early today, and you can't stay here. And he's like, oh, okay, well, that's cool.
He looking like you tripping.
Yeah, he was like, okay, well, that's cool. And then I kind of retract back, and I said, well, no, don't worry about it. You can say he's going to have to see you one day.
Right,
he's going to get used to me having company, right?
Right?
So I was like, don't worry about it. Just go and stay.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole time. I'm just shaking in my boots.
I'm scared to death. Because you're going to get a
whooping. I'm scared to death, girl, because my son coming home. He's going to see I got a man in his house.
Okay.
So, girl, I sat there like 3 more minutes, and I thought about it, and I looked at him. I said, no, you got to go.
You can't be here.
I was like, nah, you got to go. And I'm telling you, my main reason for saying that he had to leave, because, girl, I knew he probably was going to get beat up.
Blake gonna whoop him.
Girl, let me tell you, I honestly believe Blake will fight. Yes.
He's going to fight. Because it's not his dad.
Because it's not his dad. And
he's so used to you. And that's exactly
what he said. And I can understand that. He was like, Mom, I'm just used to you. And my dad, I never seen you with anybody else. I couldn't imagine you being with anybody else. And I said, well, Blake, you're going to have to imagine me being with somebody else, because
I'm not with your dad anymore.
I'm not with your dad anymore. We are not together.
They hold on to that hope of wanting their
We
dad.
Are not married. Your dad is a great guy. He's still your dad,
yeah.
regardless of us being together or not. But you're going right. to have to come to grips into the reality of it, that we are not, I'm going
right,
to see other people.
Right. And then, you know.
And please free me. Allow me to release me.
Can I get a permission slip? That's the conversation. Like,
yes,
I need a permission slip. And I think it's so much, I think it's more that we feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's us.
And we don't want to have the conversation.
Or deal with the situation.
Out of fear of what they may say or what they, how they perceive us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
Because
yeah.
it's like, I'm mama, you know, I don't want you to think I'm like this slut or mm-hmm. thot. You know, they call them thots these
right.
days.
Right, I'm not a thot.
So, but, you know, we date people that we're not actually mating with. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, we just dating.
Dating and hanging out.
Going to get some free meals, some
yeah.
couple of cocktails, a
yeah.
movie,
yeah.
a trip or two.
So what's wrong with that? But the problem is our kids.
Yeah, our kids, they just don't understand, and they don't allow us to do that openly.
Openly. We need yeah. to put them out.
Yeah, I agree. We need to put all of them in one house,
and then
you can have a
we'll
house.
We'll go over here and put
yeah.
them over there.
Y'all
stay over
there. Exactly.
But the crazy thing is they're seeing women.
Openly.
Multiple.
Yeah, multiple women. And openly. And want to bring them to the house.
Girl.
Want you to meet them. You know, and I'm and like, I don't want to meet.
But at the same time, I'm mad because you haven't met my friend.
Right.
Really? How do I get? Malik literally had, he was like three girls in like 1 week. And I'm like, hey, baby.
Well, slow it down.
Hey,
slow,
baby.
Yeah, all them babies.
You all over. Hey, baby.
Because we don't want to get y'all the name. And they coming to y'all.
They come out of the house. Mama, you want to say hi? You remember her? And then they go out to the pool or something. And I'm like, look, when they were gone, I was like, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I start thinking, I can't have company at my own house. I pay bills at.
Because you of y'all. Right. This my house.
Don't bring them little girls over here. I don't want to see that. So that is uncomfortable.
They don't have a problem. Oh. But you, Holy Water, you said something really profound when you said maybe I should test Blake and do a fake date. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so bring somebody
we
over.
We got to get a friend.
Right. A friend. Just
somebody
a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A cool friend. And we're going to set it up.
As if we're dating. Yeah. Know we're going to be sitting in the house.
Let him walk in.
Right.
And see how it goes. Do the fake date before the real date. Yeah. So if he go off, then, you know, it's a friend. And
I don't want him to beat up the fake. I don't want to beat up the fake date. But I'm going to tell my fake date. I'm going to be like, look now.
Look, we got to tell him. Let's see. I know. We know somebody.
We'll find somebody. We can use Bruce.
Yeah. Bruce, Bruce, you listening? We need you to do
a fake date. Bruce.
We need to break this cycle.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to have Bruce come over, and you're going to set it up and let Blake walk in and see what he does. Mm-hmm. He got to be sitting in the living room.
Right, see his reaction.
With his feet up on the coffee table.
Like he live there. Go open the refrigerator.
See, we're going to do that real soon so he can see what he does.
Yes, you have to.
And I think we should. And I think that.
Yeah, because I got to break this monotony. I got to break it up.
It's too much. Yeah.
He needs to know that his mom is dating. I'm only human.
Yeah, and you're grown.
And I'm grown. And I'm not going to have a revolving door, man.
No,
I'm not going to
really. Lord.
And like we just said earlier, I'm not going to introduce them to somebody unless it's really
serious.
Yeah. I'm not going to be like, you know, anybody I date, he's going to meet.
But now listen, Malik has met people and Julius both. Like even when Julius met my husband, he was like, I don't know, Mama, I got to figure this. I got to talk to him a couple of more times. Like, I need to get your approval.
Right, your approval and your permission.
That's what they do. And so, I was dating before, and I had this guy. Malik was like, I don't like his energy. He's like, I don't like his energy. But later on down the road, he was right.
Right.
I was like, his energy is
his
off.
His energy was off.
Some kids feel things.
They do.
Especially
they
boys.
It. And they see it. And then they are protectors too, so they want to make sure we make the best choice. But if it was up to them, we wouldn't date anybody.
Girl, do you want to talk about when he saw that second line?
Oh! So, girl, so you know, people have second phone, second line, because we all got it, right?
Yeah.
So my phone was ringing one day, so Blake looks at my phone and it says, you know, so and so second line, a guy name in second line.
Uh-huh.
So he gonna come tell me, Mama. I just want to let you know, if a dude got a second line, he playing you. He playing all over you. You need to get rid of him. And I said, no, he ain't. He ain't playing. Look, I got all sensitive.
All sensitive about it.
And defensive.
Yeah, I was like, no, man. Look at second line for me.
I said, the second line is for me. I said, and furthermore, everybody has second lines. I got second lines. Matter of fact, I got three lines.
Right.
I said, I got three lines.
I got two phones.
Yeah.
And I want to have a second line.
Right. And yeah, exactly. I said,
I have three,
you know,
four, five lines.
It's business.
Business. Yeah.
Two, three phones.
Yeah.
Sideline.
Google line. Number.
Yeah.
Everybody has a second
1-800
line.
1-800 numbers.
He said, he playing you.
Girl, he said, if old boy got a second line, he playing you. You need to get rid of him right now. I said, he got two or three phones. He got a second line because he's a businessman.
Okay.
And I'm going to need you to get you
get
some
you
business.
Together.
Get you some business.
Girl, he checked
and
you. He
out,
told
girl,
me that.
He checked me, girl.
Almost,
I was like, Then I started to think, is he playing me?
Right.
Is it second line? Are you playing me?
So, girl, look. And here's one. Ladies, let me help y'all with something. If you ever meet a guy and you don't feel like he gave you his number.
Main line number.
This how you check it. Let me tell y'all. So this happened to me.
Okay.
So I get the second line and then we get all serious. And then one day he gives me the real number.
Right.
So I'm like, okay.
He gives you the real number.
Or
he calls from the real number.
He called me. He called me from the real number. Mm-hmm. So I was like, and I was like, what is this? He was like, oh, that was like a second line. I said, oh, so I graduated from the sideline to the main line. You know? Mainline to
right,
Jesus.
Mainline, okay. Yeah.
So, what I did, like, a couple of months into the relationship.
Uh-huh.
So, you
because you, wait, because you was calling him on the second line, too,
at
right?
First,
yes, yes.
So, now I want to see if the second line is still active.
Oh.
So, this is how you check.
Okay.
So, you can download this app, mm-hmm. get you a second line number, which is called Text Now.
Okay.
Text Now's yeah. app. So, ladies, y'all can send a message from your phone from another number to the main number and say, hey, something like, I haven't talked
right,
to you in a
right,
while.
Right, right. Like you saw
like
somebody
else.
Right.
Because if he got a second line, he giving that number out to multiple
to
people.
To everybody. Right.
Hopefully not. But, yeah. So, that's something. That's how you can check it. And I did that.
And so, what happened? Did
and
he
so
respond?
He responded.
Oh, my God. So, the second line is still active.
He responded. His second line is still active. He responded. But what he responded and said was, you know, how do I know you?
Okay.
Let me know who you are. Right. And then later that day, he told me.
He's oh, like, did he?
And like, babe, something crazy happened. And I was like, what? He talking about what?
What happened?
I need to go to Hollywood.
Right.
I was like, well, what happened? He was like, look, somebody texted me on my other number. Like, you know, like something. And then they went all crazy with me. I don't even know this person. And I was like, just checking. Just checking.
Oh, honey, crazy person was me.
Yeah.
Trying to see, well, what you got going on your second line.
So I think
if you're playing me, like Blake say on that second line.
You're playing me? So that's how y'all find out if they playing y'all. So don't be fooled, ladies, because you get the number.
Right.
That doesn't mean you have the main line.
Right, right.
You might have the side line.
Right. Because I've given my side line number a couple of times, too.
I know.
And then when I finally call them from the other phone, they were like, oh.
Yeah, because you
so
know.
So this your real number?
This your real number. Mm-hmm. You, and I had given him my side line number, too.
Right.
So when he gave me his main line, I gave him my
yeah,
line.
You give main, I give
I
main.
I got main.
Okay, we both gonna be sidelined.
The energy that you give
right.
us.
You give me what I give you, a vice versa. Girl, that
so,
is too ooh, fun.
It's a game, right?
It is a game, but you know what? Just life is a game. Not even just dating. I think marriage is somewhat a game. Not in a bad way, but you definitely in marriage, you still gotta kind of, you know, keep it sexy, keep it spicy,
keep
it hot.
Keep them chasing
you. Yeah, keep them chasing you, you know.
Yeah.
If they call, don't answer
don't
them the first
answer.
Time, whether it's your husband or not,
yeah.
you know.
Make
keep
them
looking. Exactly.
Because men love the chase.
Exactly.
They love the chasing, and it took me this long to figure that out. We surrender too quickly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, y'all. Hold
well,
on.
We done had a little. It sounds good.
Okay.
I think that happens in here. Y'all, we done had a little light side. Y'all know apparently when it rain or the wind blow, during lights
oh,
go off.
There
it go.
Okay.
You know how that goes.
It's real.
It's real. Did y'all go out and come in? The breaker from the dryers.
Yeah, y'all, we at the salon. We had a little issues,
yeah.
but we back, y'all.
The dryers, y'all, blew the lights out. She paid the bills.
Right. Yeah, the bills always get paid. But yeah, because that happens at home, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Not to change subject, but we just talking about
yeah.
how the breaker box go out. Yeah,
the breaker box blew when she had
but anyway, y'all, so.
But that dating girl, like the chase, man, you know, we give in, we surrender so quickly, and then when they get us, they're not as excited anymore, so.
No, they're not. Chase. They get too comfortable.
Too comfortable.
And not only they get too comfortable, a lot of us women get comfortable.
We do.
We get very comfortable.
So the thing with dating, y'all, this dating, divorce, and single and dating.
With
we gotta
kids.
Figure out how we get around these
how
kids.
How you find that balance, yeah.
And what do we do? So we just need to have a conversation, especially 15, mm-hmm. he's selling condoms. He can have the conversation.
Yeah.
You can have the conversation. Are you scared?
I am. I'm a little nervous about having
you
the conversation with
nervous.
Him. Yeah, because I just don't know how this conversation is going to go. Because Blake is so vocal, you
mm-hmm.
know, and a very vocal, very opinionated. And he doesn't mind saying what's on his mind. I mean, he get it from his mama, but.
Yeah, right. I was about to say
but
that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm like, okay.
He the pop-off king,
yeah. And not in a bad way, but he's definitely going to state how he feels. Yeah. And then, so I'm like, okay, how do I deal with this person with him?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the issue I'm having. So I'm going to have to tread lightly with this conversation with him.
Girl, but I think we need to do that. We need to have. First, no, let's do the surprise date first.
Okay, yeah.
And then you be like, Blake, I did this because this is like a surprise date
right,
for you
right,
to see
right.
how you're going to respond. But I need for you to understand that I'm going to have this conversation.
I don't think I should tell him it's a surprise.
No,
once
it's over.
I don't think I should tell him then.
And then have a conversation.
Because when the real deal comes, he might really flip out. I'm going to keep him thinking that was a real date. I'm never going to
okay.
tell him.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, but still have that conversation like you said.
Have the conversation
mm-hmm.
with him.
Because
yeah.
he definitely needs to be had because, you know, I am dating and eventually I am going to bring somebody to the house.
Yeah, so ladies, let's just try to figure out a way to talk to our kids. Let's be a little more open with our kids, because they see everything on social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's out there. So I'm scared too. Like, I'm scared to talk to my son now about my dating, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, how do I do it?
Right.
So I just been kind of doing little bit of
kind of tip someone around,
on a little bit. Where you going? Oh, I'm going out with my friend.
Right.
When you coming back, you going out? We FaceTime a lot. So I kind of turned the thing around.
So
like,
he can see.
Hey, Malik, look,
Right.
And he was like, what's up? You know, and I'm like, okay.
I'm breaking that ice. Shipping a little chip at a time.
But I don't know about him sitting in the house watching TV
And you know, we're just gonna have to, like you said, just have these open conversations and get our kids comfortable with what we're doing and who we're doing it with. Keep doing it when they're not there.
Do it when they leave. So you guys, thank y'all for tuning in. We gave y'all a quick 30 minutes today. Mm-hmm. We're recording live at the salon. Real life stuff going on. Again, y'all, today's podcast has been sponsored by Salons on the Lake. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or at salonsonthelake.com. Give us a shout out, y'all.
Yes, and we wish all of you a happy July 4th. Drive safe. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive.
Oh my God.
Is hellfire.
I am holy water. See y'all later.
Bye-bye.